Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. I am Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. I'm here to help you build a more profitable business faster. This is the podcast to learn how to create your dream business so you too can live your dream lifestyle and afford speaking lessons someday. I am the founder and creator of the Dream Business Academy and the Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind Program. I coach entrepreneurs and small business owners, brick and mortar, online, everything in between, how to grow a dream business. Today's episode is brought to you by the Dream Business Academy. It's a three-day live event taking place in Orlando, Florida, February 8th, 9th, and 10th, and if you're in the East Coast like I am, there's worse places to be in February than Orlando. And this is a marketing and business building event where you can learn how to create your million-dollar platform. That's something that I teach. It's how I created my own dream business. Learn more at dreambizacademy.com, dreambizacademy.com. Mention this podcast when you register, and you will get $100 off your ticket. In fact, you don't mention it. You actually put podcast in the checkout. And again, that's dreambizacademy.com. Use the coupon code podcast for $100 off your registration. I'm really excited about this week's show. My special guest is digital marketing veteran AJ Wilcox. Let me briefly introduce AJ and we'll bring him right on. AJ Wilcox is, as I said, a digital marketing veteran and fanatic who found surprising and early success with LinkedIn ads. I cannot wait to ask him about that. He started B2Linked, a LinkedIn ads specific agency in 2014. He's a ginger, a triathlete, and lover of experiences. He and his wife live in Utah with their four kids, and his company car is a go-kart. Oh, my goodness. AJ, how are you doing? I got so many questions just based on your introduction.
Perfect. That means the intro worked. Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, Jim.
Man, I am tripping over my tongue today. People want to know I'm recording this, my last call of the day, and somehow AJ got stuck with me, but I'll try and hold it together for the next 25 minutes. So AJ, I'm really fascinated about LinkedIn. I do all kinds of marketing with what I call the million-dollar platform, and I have somebody helping me with my LinkedIn because that's a little above my pay grade, but I'm really curious to ask you about LinkedIn ads. But first, I have to ask you about your go-kart. What do you work on your property and take a go-kart out to the office, or how does that work?
Well, so as a little kid, of course, not being able to have a driver's license, you're looking at everyone who drives a car, and you're like, I wish I could do that. A go-kart was the closest thing I could get as a kid, and I remember saving up all summer, taking the money into the Honda dealership, and being ready to get the go-kart I'd saved all summer for, and they told me, oh, sorry, we just discontinued that one due to health risks. People were apparently crashing it. So I never got that. Well, fast forward several years. Later, when I'm a grown adult, I have a career, I saw a nice shiny go-kart on a classified site and went, yeah, I'm a grown man, but I got to have that. So I'm just a giant kid. I drive it around the neighborhood. Neighbors hate it.
It is fun to when you're an adult. I moved out when I was 21, and first thing I did is I filled my cabinet, my apartment, with nothing but sugar cereal. you just start doing things. But I guess, I don't know how old you are, but you're still carrying forth the youthful spirit, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm 32, but I am just a giant kid.
Oh, there you go. And you and I talked briefly before we went live here, and you mentioned you have four kids as well.
Yeah. Oldest seven, youngest one, two boys, two girls. They keep me very busy.
Wow, good for you. We set out to have a family with three kids, and on the third kid, they came out as twins. So we had four kids ourselves again, two boys, two girls. So my hat's off you for the stamina. Sounds like you got a lot going on there. So let's talk about LinkedIn. First of all, I love when people completely focus on one thing or niche themselves, and you're not presenting yourself as an expert in everything online or all the different social media platforms. You kind of took your flag and kind of stuck it in the ground on the LinkedIn side of things. When did that happen?
Yeah, so I've been doing digital marketing for about the last 10 years. The first 5 years, probably 5 to 7, was very much I called myself a search engine optimization guy. I did quite a bit of Google AdWords, and so I kind of played the paid and the organic sides quite a bit. And then I got recruited into a local technology company where I got introduced to LinkedIn ads and ended up having a ton of success, but had all these questions along the way. And so I would go and Google, like, how do you do this with LinkedIn ads? And I'm seeing this. What does this mean? And no one was out there talking about it. No one was, publishing, speaking, anything like that. And I grew up in the digital marketing world looking up to these veterans who were speaking at digital marketing conferences. And so I realized if I ever want to be like them, you really have to have a specialty. And I found the one thing in the world that I am better at than anyone else. And so I quit the full-time job and made a leap for it.
Well, that's pretty cool. And, I must admit that I do invest a lot of money in Facebook ads and Google pay-per-click ads and things like that. I have not really ventured into the LinkedIn space. I'm really curious. I noticed, and I don't know if it's a year ago or 2 years ago, but LinkedIn kind of changed their whole page to resemble more like the Facebook news feed. Is that when they started introducing the ads?
They've actually had ads ever since 2008, but they were always these text links over in the right-hand side of the website. Mm-hmm. I think we just innately understand that those are ads, and so we're banner blind to them. But it wasn't until 2013 when they came out with the newsfeed that they released a type of ad unit called sponsored content, just like Facebook. And that's when things started to get really exciting with ads, because nothing was exciting before.
Wow. So what is the I've been doing my podcast for 5 years. I've got several people who've been following me. My mom, wife, for all those 5 years. But, one of the things that people know when I'm in a really good show is when I just dive deep because I'm interested. And not that I'm not interested in most guests, but I am totally. But I am totally interested in this. So this is going to be all for my benefit, and I hope everybody listening gets benefit too. So tell me about LinkedIn ads. Are they certain spaced? Do you pay have them appear for certain people? I mean, does it operate like a Facebook ad, or is it like a completely different setup?
Yeah, really, really similar to Facebook ads. In fact, if you've used Facebook ads before and you jump into LinkedIn ads, it's going to feel like you've gone back to the Stone Age in a way, just because the platform isn't nearly as polished as Facebook. But it works very similarly. The difference is that you get access to the most amazing business-to-business targeting that is available out there. Facebook has some B2B filters, but people just don't give that information to Facebook about them professionally because they view it as a personal site. So on LinkedIn, you get to say, I want this job title, this level of seniority. They have to work in this department. These are the skills they have on their profile. These are the groups that they're members of, where they're located, male, female, years of experience. I mean, just everything that you'd need from a business-to-business perspective to make sure you're selling to exactly the right high-value type of target.
When you if you're someone thinking about, well, first of all, let me ask a question. Who should think about advertising on LinkedIn? Is it how cost effective is it for kind of solopreneurs, or is this more small business and or corporate entities? Who's doing really well?
Great question. So the people who do really well on LinkedIn advertising, they usually fit in one of three categories. Number one, they're a business-to-business product or service with a high value of goods. So it would be somewhere on the order of like an average lifetime value over $15,000. The reason why is because LinkedIn ads is much more expensive than other social platforms. So if you're paying somewhere between, like, let's say 80 cents to $1.50 for a click from Facebook ads, you're probably going to be paying close to, maybe $6 to $8 on LinkedIn. So you need the economics to work out on the back end to cover those costs. So those are the ones who are working really well.
So AJ, let me just step in real quick. So you're saying it's approximately $6 to $8 per lead or for click through on a LinkedIn ad. So that seems pretty high compared to the others. But I think what you're saying is it may be high if you're just comparing dollars, but the quality of the lead, what you're finding is so beneficial?
Oh, exactly. I mean, when you're on Facebook, you're going to be getting a lot of fraud clicks or bot traffic that are going to kind of charge you up. So, of course, your initial click costs aren't super high, but you have all these things that kind of inflate it and make your conversion rate not as high. No one has targeted LinkedIn in this way. So the clicks that you get from LinkedIn are going to be all valuable clicks. Your conversion rate will be about double. So even if the click costs 5 to 8 times more, you're going to get more out of it, and they're a better quality candidate.
So So you do have to have the budget for it. But, you know, to me, it's like the investment is one thing. But if it produces a return, then, I mean, if you're going to spend $10 a click, but you get $1,000 in business, you do that all day long. So
absolutely.
How long, what's, do you have any stats on the average? And if I ask something that's way out of bounds, you let me know. How does it work as far as, you know, lead time? I know when I was doing SEO I hired somebody to do SEO and list building. There's a 30, 60, maybe even a 90-day ramp-up period where you're fine-tuning. Do you also have that on LinkedIn, or is it more focused right off the bat?
It's pretty right off the bat. I mean, if you know who you're trying to speak to in terms of their job title or where they're located, what they do, you're talking to the right people. If your message hits right off the bat, you're sharing with them, let's say, a guide or an ebook or something of value, it could be successful from day one, and you can just scale up from there. Of course, if you release an offer that's not super interesting, you're testing that against that group, and you might have to retest a new offer or change ad copy, to get it to work.
Aside from the economics of it, why is LinkedIn advertising, or how is LinkedIn advertising different than either Facebook or just regular AdWords?
It's pretty similar to Facebook. AdWords is a little bit different because you're targeting by keywords. But, if you're used to Facebook, it's very much the same type of thing where you're targeting by who someone is. The economics is one thing, but the way that the platform works is another, where you're choosing the audience, you're choosing how much you're willing to spend on that audience, and you're sending them to your offer. And, of course, how efficient that marketing is totally depends on your offer at that point. LinkedIn can bring the traffic to your landing page, but if your offer is bad or it's not a great fit for the people that you're showing the ads to, it's not going to perform well. Versus if you have an offer that's really buttoned up, it's going to perform great.
The person who's helping me with Facebook marketing said Facebook does not like sending people to landers or list building things. Is LinkedIn similar that way, or – do they not care as long as you're paying the money?
They don't care. So Facebook has the budget and the development to really put in a lot of advanced features, things like the 20% text rule in images that may work really well for them, the ability to penalize people for sending to landing pages and those types of things. LinkedIn's not that sophisticated yet, so you can send someone wherever you want.
And I should know this, but I'm having a brain moment. Didn't LinkedIn get sold like about 6 months ago? Did they get acquired? Was that by Google or?
Yes.
Or
it was by Microsoft. So they announced
Microsoft,
it six-ish months ago. Yeah, and it just went through, I think, 2 weeks ago before this recording. So
wow.
Yeah, it's official now.
So do you anticipate any change? Now, a lot of times there's no changes right away. Just let things settle. But do you anticipate anything getting different about LinkedIn?
I do. I hope so. I mean, I've talked about the LinkedIn ads platform like it's prehistoric. It just hasn't gotten a whole lot of loving, I guess is the right word, since its inception, whereas other platforms have just taken it away and gone with it. So Bing is actually one of those platforms. Microsoft took Bing and to where it was a pretty near feature parity type of comparison to Google AdWords, which is the most sophisticated ad platform out there. And so if they put even a quarter of the resources into LinkedIn ads now that they own it, as they did into their own Bing one, I think it can really improve. And I'll get some competition.
Well, there you go. Oh, man. So I want to ask you, I'm going to take a 2 second break here and ask about retargeting, but let me just take a quick break and tell you about Dream Business Academy. It's coming up February 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's a phenomenal way to jumpstart your 2017. This is a 3-day live event, pretty much like no other, because I've been to them all. It's a no fluff, it's a pitch free zone. It is 100% content, learning actionable things you can do, teach you the million dollar platform. I take you soup to nuts, good, bad, and the ugly about how I started my first business and then actually grew five or six different businesses and the coaching program. I tell you all about that. I got an incredible lineup of speakers. Bob Berg from the Go Giver series, Melanie Benson, my personal mindset coach. She's a rock star. It's like her third appearance. People love her. Michelle Prince about how to get your book done. My daughter Jessica Rhodes, all about the podcast industry. Adam Homey, kind of, I call him the little Svengali behind my my online empire, is going to talk about product launches and just a whole bunch of other stuff. But anyway, Dream Biz Academy, dreambizacademy.com. There's still early registration discounts. Use the coupon code podcast and it'll take $100 off even the early registration discount. So you want to check that out. It's going to be phenomenal. Last thing I'll say is I'm teaching 4 new modules. What separates top 1% of entrepreneurs from the rest? 3 things you can do right now to make 2017 your best year ever. How to raise a significant amount of cash quickly without spending any ad dollars, people requesting that, and how to command and get higher fees for your services almost immediately. So those are going to be barnstormers. Anyway, dreambizacademy.com. So, AJ, can you do any retargeting on LinkedIn?
So not yet. We know it's coming because LinkedIn bought a company who does retargeting. We know it's coming at some point. What I've been doing in the past has been, of course, go ahead and drive the traffic from LinkedIn because you know these people are all qualified, and then use Google AdWords retargeting and Facebook retargeting to then show messages to them afterwards. So that's still my dream team of retargeting. But when LinkedIn eventually does have it, I'll probably add it. But people just don't spend as much time on LinkedIn as they do on Facebook or just the rest of the web.
And I think you mentioned earlier, there's no custom audiences, right? You, like on Facebook, you can customize down to the nth degree. Not quite so much with LinkedIn, is that right?
They have something close, and I would not be surprised if the rest were coming maybe in the next couple quarters. But right now what they have is account-based marketing where you can upload a custom audience of all the, you know, up to 36,000 companies you want to target. And so that's kind of a version of custom audiences that they have. I wouldn't be surprised if we get email upload along with the retargeting when it comes.
Okay. If somebody wants to get started, is that, to me, I wasn't always this way when I was bootstrapping it, but to me, if I want to do something like this, I'd go ahead and hire the expert because I wasted a lot of money trying to teach myself Facebook ads, and then I got an expert, and it works really well. If somebody wanted to get started with LinkedIn ads, do they have tutorials? Can they learn information on your website? What would be your suggestion?
Well, I write a lot of content and do a lot of, you know, webinars and stuff like that. So following me on Twitter, at WilcoxAJ, would get you access to news and updates. Go to b2linked.com and join the newsletter, and I'll send tips here and there. But we are actually coming out with courses, the intro course on how to get started with LinkedIn ads. I'm going to be charging for that. But just for podcast listeners, we're going to have a special offer. And so, Jim, I'll have you include in your show notes the link there. But it's b2linked/ what do we say, stick?
I think it's b2linked for stick like glue. Okay.
Perfect. And so if you go on there, enter your email address. As soon as the course comes out, you'll be the first ones to know about it, and you'll get the first course for free.
Oh, wow. What's the not to pin you down to a date, what's the approximate time you're going to have the course ready?
I'm going to say probably here in the next quarter.
Okay.
I've said that before, so
So first quarter 2017, that's the target.
That's it.
And the reason to go to b2link.com, in addition to the information you have there, if you go to b2link.com/stick, you can – go to sign up and be the first to know and get some information and get your first lesson free.
That's it.
Cool. Well, what were you doing? And now I'm going to go all the way back to the entrepreneurial journey I usually start with, but what got you into LinkedIn marketing and what were you doing before you started your agency?
Yeah, so I was working at a technology company, and like I mentioned, I went and talked to the CMO and laid out my plan for all of the digital marketing channels, and I remember her saying, okay, all that sounds great, but just so you know, we just started a pilot using LinkedIn ads, see what you can do with it. And I was feeling like I was pretty hot stuff at this point. You know, I'd been doing digital marketing for 5 years. There wasn't a whole lot that I didn't understand or know about, and she mentioned that, and I turned around and just started laughing. I'd never even heard of LinkedIn ads. I didn't even know it existed. So I was one of the probably few people who really got lucky launching on LinkedIn ads. I ended up launching my very first ads, and one of the sales guys came up to me within about 2 weeks and said, AJ, we don't know what you're doing, but we love your leads. Keep it up. And so I go and look in our CRM, and, of course, all of them are sourced from LinkedIn. So I went, okay, there's something to this. And I had a little bit of an entrepreneurial itch my whole life. And as soon as I realized that I found something that I was better at than anyone else in the world, that I could start a business, that was all it took. About 2.5 years later, I broke off and started B2Link.
Wow. The entrepreneurial bug bit you, and you got 4 young kids. That must have been a popular decision at home.
Oh, man. It actually took about 6 months of convincing before my wife said, okay, that's cool. Go ahead and pursue it.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you. What is available for people? I mean, are there certain specs and things like that? Or you probably have that on your website as well. Like if somebody wanted to I'm trying to think of the exact question I want to ask, but I have a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners that don't have, million-dollar budgets and things like that. So a lot of people like to go try things themselves. How do they actually go about doing that?
Yeah, so go to linkedin.com/ads, all lowercase, and it'll have you set up an account. It'll have you attach it to your company page, which is you just have to make sure you have a company page, and then it'll walk you through it. It'll have you put in the credit card. It'll have you tell it who you want to target, and then have you put ads together. The images, for those who know Facebook ads really well, it's the same type of image. It's 1,200 pixels wide by 627 tall, and you just don't have the pesky 20% text rule. So you can put whatever you want in that image, as long as it's not obscene, I suppose. And the rest of the ad specs are right there. I mean, you just type right in, and you're off to the races.
And is there a certain do they let you call out a day's budget or week's budget, whatever you decide, or do they have minimums?
Yeah, daily budget, you get to choose. The minimum is $10 a day. So, and it's not like you couldn't pause it after you'd only, after you'd only spent $5 if you want to do really small quantities.
Okay. I don't know if it's 100% in your area, but it's LinkedIn, so I'll ask you. What do you know about LinkedIn groups? I see an awful lot of people, including myself, started a group that is attracting, I think I got about 200 or 250 people in the group now. What do you know about groups? Is that an effective way to build community as well?
Yeah, groups are fantastic. The one thing you have to watch out for is so many people join groups as a way of spamming, just another place to throw a message out. But when you find a group that is closely monitored and people aren't spamming in it, real conversations happening, it's fantastic. You can usually reach out to people who are in a group with you for free, so you don't have to worry about paying LinkedIn for a paid subscription or anything like that. Groups are a great way of starting real conversation and getting real answers.
So I was on your website right before we went here, and it said LinkedIn recommended. Does that mean your company is LinkedIn recommended?
Yeah.
Really?
So we don't have an official logo, no official agreement inked, but we are LinkedIn's first and only unofficial partner for fulfillment, and I anticipate that probably sometime in the next month or two, we'll make it official. So I don't know if I'm even supposed to be sharing this, but I will.
Hey, why not? I didn't know if I was supposed to ask it, but I did. Well, that is so cool. So, AJ, how can people learn more about – this went by far too fast, but how can people, again, learn more about you? And I guess B2Link.com is the main place, or did you say you have a – do you have a podcast yourself?
I don't have a podcast, but I sure like being on them. I haven't gone through the grueling part of building my own audience, so props to you for that. If you just come to B2Link.com, feel free to fill out a form. The contact form goes directly to me. If you're looking for resources to get started, I can send you YouTube videos. I can send you articles I've written, anything like that. So I'm more than happy to share.
Well, thanks for being on. I know the folks that listen to this show are going to be devouring it. I would I can think of a lot of people. Maybe at a future DBA we'll have to have you down and do some. This is really cool stuff. People are looking. They're always looking for the edge. What am I going to do? Not only to make themselves different and stand out, but how am I going to get noticed? And what other platforms? And so when I saw you were going to be on the show, I'm like, wow, I haven't talked about LinkedIn in a long time. So I think you're filling a niche that is sorely needed. So I wish you a whole lot of luck.
Well, thanks.
My pleasure. Hey, folks, thanks to AJ for being my guest this week. Thanks to Dream Business Academy for sponsoring the show. Again, get $100 off using the coupon code PODCAST when you register at dreambizacademy.com. Thank you to my editors, assistants, and all of my Dream Team members. I am your host, Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.